From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Afghanistan, officials are dismissing claims by the top two contenders that each is in the lead following yesterday's presidential election. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kandahar.
Officials say the ballots across Afghanistan have been counted and are now en route to Kabul, which means that any preliminary results won't be available until Tuesday. But some results were posted overnight at individual polling centers so that residents in those neighborhoods could see how they voted. Exactly how many people cast ballots was unclear. The Election Commission and Afghan government suggest as much as a 50% turnout, although in dangerous spots like Kandahar, far fewer voters appeared to venture out. There were also reports across the southern province of ballot boxes being filled even before the polls opened in five districts and two city polling centers. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kandahar.
Iraq's government has admitted to security breaches following Wednesday's devastating attacks on government ministries in Baghdad, and Iraqi lawmakers met in an emergency session today to demand more action. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
In the aftermath of the bomb blasts, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki pledged to tighten security. But early Friday, another truck bomb hit a market, killing two and injuring at least 20. The latest security breach added a motion to an emergency session of parliament, as lawmakers, many of them politically opposed to the prime minister, angrily questioned his security team. "They have no strategic plan," charged Qasem Dawood, an independent Shiite politician and former national security chief. His comments reflect anger among Iraqis at the mounting violence and the government's response. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Recordings released by the Transportation Department today show the pilot of an airliner stranded on a tarmac in Rochester, Minnesota earlier this month made repeated appeals for her 47 passengers to be allowed off the plane.
There's no food, and they're just getting really unhappy. And the problem, too, is that the terminal's closed here.
Yeah.
So we can't even get to the terminal. If they could get off into the terminal and just mill around, but they can't.
The passengers aboard the Continental Airlines flight were kept on board for about 6 hours before they were allowed inside the terminal. The Transportation Department blames a representative of Masaba Airlines for incorrectly denying the pilot's appeals because security guards had left for the day. Masaba was the only airline with staff at the airport at the time. A positive economic assessment from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke gave a boost to stocks today. Major stock indicators closed solidly higher after Bernanke told a gathering in Wyoming today that it appears economic activity is on the verge of recovery. Confidence also got a boost by better-than-expected housing data. The Dow rose 155 points today. The S&P gained 18. This is NPR. Forecasters say Hurricane Bill could regain its intensity in the next couple of days. Bill weakened today, but it's still a powerful Category 2 storm with maximum winds of near 105 miles per hour. Its outskirts have been causing flooding in Bermuda, and forecasters say it could cause dangerous swells along the East Coast in the next day or two. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger may not get all he wanted in his effort to trim thousands of inmates from state prisons and save $1 billion in the process. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has more.
California is under a federal court order to reduce its prison population by 40,000 inmates over the next 2 years to ensure better inmate health care. Under the governor's plan, inmates who are over 60 or in poor health or have less than a year to serve would be allowed to finish out their sentences at home with electronic monitoring. The governor also wants to reduce the severity of some crimes from felonies to misdemeanors, which would keep many out of prison. The plan squeaked through the state Senate yesterday, but the assembly leader stripped out these more controversial ideas. The assembly has three Democratic members who are running for state attorney general and don't want to be seen as soft on crime. The lower house votes on the revamped bill Monday. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
The mayor of Seattle is conceding defeat in his bid for a third term. Greg Nickels failed to get past the primary after criticism over the handling of snowstorms that paralyzed the city last winter. His defeat is still surprising, though. He'd been viewed as a national leader on environmental issues and was chosen last spring to head the U.S. Conference of Mayors. The two challengers who beat him advanced to November's general election. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.